heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads.
Hey, welcome back to Catch It, Cook It, and Eat It. I am your host, Ben Sargent, but today I'm not your host. My friend Jamie is going to be your host. We just braved a serious snowstorm to get here. And, well, Jamie, you can tell us why I'm not the host and you're the host today.
Okay. Hello, everybody. My name's Jamie. I'm a friend of Ben's, and I'm going to start the show off with a quote that I read on seafood.com. This is quoting Ben Sargent. I honestly never thought I'd have to go further underground with this. And we're going to treat this show as kind of an exploration of Ben's latest venture, which isn't really a venture. It's more of a...
an adventure.
Are we calling it an art installation now, Ben? What are we
now,
calling it?
Now we're going to have to call it an art installation.
Technically, it is a... For everybody out there, particularly civil employees, this is an art installation. But Ben's latest venture was purveying lobster rolls, the real deal, too. Genuine, what would you consider these? Massachusetts, New England?
Yeah,
Maine.
Like an authentic sort of the lobster roll you would get on the side of the road at one of those gas stations that says, you know, gas and we sell live lobster and we sell lobster rolls. Okay. That's what it was modeled on. The real, it's almost like a slider.
Now you embarked on this. You have a background in seafood, obviously, but you felt like there was something missing. Like in the New York City area, people weren't quite getting the formula right. What is missing from lobster rolls in New York City that you felt that you could fill the gap with?
Well, I think just somewhere along the line, people took the authentic lobster roll and turned it into a fine dining experience. And it ended up on your plate on, you know, a big, big white plate in the middle with, you know, these...
tablecloth.
And- yeah, white tablecloth and a fork and a knife and, you know, all this stuff and shoestring, fancy
pomp
fries.
Pomp and circumstance. And-
yeah, you know, just... And then it always had little decorations on it. As my friend Michael says, it had the lettuce skirt, which really just veils the fact that there's not that much real lobster on there.
And, it's missing the point.
Yeah, and then they put lettuce in there. Celery in there, which made it taste entirely like celery. So
that turns it into what, like a potato salad and not a real lobster roll, or?
I don't know. Just the kind of lobster roll I grew up with was, you know, in a toasted hot dog bun, buttered on both sides, treated like a grilled cheese, you know, put down on a skillet, toasty hot, cold mixed lobster goes in there with just a tiny bit of Hellman's mayonnaise, and that's it.
Okay. And that's something that...
And you eat it with your hands.
Because I hear, you know... Lobster rolls are, New Yorkers are no stranger to lobster rolls. You can get lobster rolls at a number of great seafood restaurants. I've been to a few of the restaurants that even include lobster roll in the name of the restaurant.
Yep.
And yet those are kind of falling short of the mark in terms of the diehard New England lobster roll, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think what happened is, you know, at times lobster can be very expensive. And so when that happens, the already very expensive lobster roll is probably too pricey to go up any higher.
Mm-hmm.
So when it says market price, most of these places don't actually adjust their prices.
Okay.
So then they're like, oh my God, our lobster roll is already almost $40. No one's going to buy
$40.
It. $40. Yeah, there's $37 lobster rolls in the city.
Oh.
Yeah. And now granted, some of those are, they're using like a top loader. There's a big snowball fight going on in front
nice.
Of us. but those lobster rolls have almost a full lobster in them, maybe even an entire lobster, because they use a different kind of bun sometimes. And that's great. That's fine. But that's just not what I was going after.
Just doesn't go down quite as easy. It's more like a big, it's more of like a...
Yeah, you shouldn't have to use a fork. And then if it's starting to look like coleslaw, that means that it's shredded. And that's disgusting. There's no reason to... You want big chunks of real lobster.
You want to be able to sort of identify what part of the lobster this meat came from.
You
want to
see the claw. You're
the claw.
That's the claw.
That's like the sort of coup de grace.
Exactly.
Okay. And moving onward, you know, this is the sort of premise for why you would start to basically deliver this perfect lobster roll, the quintessential lobster roll to the New Yorkers. And how did you decide to do it? I mean...
Okay, well,
why are you trying to go further underground now?
Well, okay, what happened is I had people coming to my house. I'm working on a chowder book right now, of many different types of chowders. So I was basically testing recipes, and I needed friends to come and taste chowder. But then I thought, if I leave people having had 3 spoonfuls of chowder and then they have to walk out the door, no one's going to come to taste the chowder.
I can disclose, as a friend of yours, I've been to this place. I know a little bit of this. I should disclose that. But, you know, I never quite got the whole story. I've been sort of spectating. And I've been there, and it's kind of, you know, you just don't quite get what you came for when you get like 3 tablespoons of chowder. And you're like, great, this is really good. It's delicious. I just wish I had a whole, you know, cup of it.
Yeah, so that was, I guess, when I thought, okay, maybe maybe something with a little bit of bread, a little bit of substance to it. And then I'm like, well, my lobster roll would work for this. So I started making my lobster rolls, which are unbelievably easy. So it was a combination of things. You know, I am dealing with like perishable product, but it's still like, it's a quick and easy thing that fits in the fridge. It's not like multiple steps.
So, well, can you boil down what your system is like from the source the paper plate in your or the paper tray in your basement?
Well, I mean, basically what happened is I'll give you the quick and dirty. The quick and dirty was the lobster rolls sort of took over as maybe the better idea. I found my lobster source, who I've had on the radio show, and I have relationship. The guys in Red Hook.
Okay.
And they were willing to, you know, bring in a shipment for me straight from Maine. That meant I didn't have to go to Maine.
So that's the real deal, too. I mean, that's something that people really love.
So you're getting Maine the lobster. Best freaking lobster you can get your hands on in New York. Right. And then it was like, oh, my God, you know, people are actually coming to my apartment. It really is my apartment. It's kind of like a
as
giant,
art directed as it may appear.
It's pretty easy to tell what it is. I mean, it sort of functions like a transformer. It's kind of like go gadget, and all of a sudden the bed pops out and it's like my apartment. Yeah, but then in the morning I just go gadget restaurant and then it's a restaurant. So and it works.
Still a toothbrush in the bathroom.
Yeah, there is still a toothbrush in the bathroom, and you can see my clothes and stuff. But that's part of the experience. And it literally is underground in the sense that it's not a licensed restaurant, or wasn't. This is all in the past because it's been shut down. So we should say that.
So yeah.
But and then, you know,
there are no quotation marks in that at all.
Oh, but yeah, that was the worst part. Well, where I got busted is because the Daily News wrote an article, which it could have been done really tastefully and in a smart way, which instead of putting dinner parties in quotation marks, as if to say we know they're not dinner parties.
Yeah.
That would have helped. Had they not mentioned the price of the lobster roll, that would have helped.
Yeah.
And had they not mentioned the fact that I used propane tanks and stored them in my downstairs apartment
under the seating for
also
for your quote unquote customers, that blew it wide open.
Yeah.
So where are you now?
Well, that was the beginning of my problems. It took about 5 minutes after the Daily News article hit the shelves. The fire department showed up.
I was there for that.
6 of them. As you know, big guys in full uniform with their, you know,
and this wasn't the beginning of your relationship with these guys, right?
No, actually, they came to the front. First of all, I have a buzzer that barely works. So when my friends buzz, I know they're friends because it goes and I can just barely hear it.
Mm-hmm.
When the fire department came, it sounded like this. And it went on and on. And I was like,
a little bit more urgent.
I'm
than,
in trouble. Yeah. Someone's got an elbow and they're leaning into the buzzer. So I came upstairs. I looked through the mail slot. I did my little check and I'm like, oh shit. And I open up the door and
I was there. I remember it was as if there was, you know, there were a couple of people who wanted to sample it, check out the space. And you were like, yeah, we've got a party of 6 coming down.
Yeah. Well, you were with Amy and you guys were downstairs. And I had to go because the way you access my apartment, you go down a staircase and, you know, up to, it's like a Greenpoint apartment, very sort of,
it looks like a row house.
It looks like an old age home,
very
actually.
Quaint. Very quaint. It smells like one, too.
and then suddenly you're in this lobster pound, underground lobster pound. But I opened the door and the one of the firefighters just shook his head and he goes, Ben. How long did you actually think it was going to take us to get over here? I was like, I thought it might take a little bit longer than this. Like,
yeah, I think the Daily News, that might have contributed. I mean, that's something pretty widely read by
that's the problem.
City employees. When they start dropping prices and propane.
Yeah.
And
they got
their attention.
They said you have, they're like, you have about 10 minutes to get this place in tip-top condition because our fire chief is coming. And I said to them, well, because I've dealt with the health department before, with restaurants, and I said, well, it's bribery, right, if I give you guys a lobster roll? And they're like, exactly, that would be bribery, but we'll take one. So they all had lobster rolls.
They disclosed, they put it out there.
Yeah, they're like eating lobster rolls.
Being an art installation.
You're in really big trouble here.
That kind of dignifies the whole operation, though, as a legitimate art installation, though. It's not, you know, it's nothing for sale. It wasn't a commodity.
Exactly.
It's just part of the art that they were sampling. I mean,
right. They were just sampling
it all right
lobster.
There.
So, what happened? I don't know. It was a week of utter chaos.
Just press constantly. You know, there were times that I visited a few times.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. If you know Ben, you know he's you know, a popular guy, and he's kind of hard to reach on the telephone. So I try to find alternative ways to get his attention, and I would just ring the buzzer, and every time he would come up and just be like, what are you doing?
No, you were scaring me.
I'm freaking me out.
I'm like, Jamie, you have my number. I'm like, call me, because the buzzer scares me now.
I've just learned by experience, though, that the phone doesn't always work.
That was not the secret buzz you were using either.
That's right, yeah.
You were using the fire department buzz.
Yeah, I was leaning on it too long.
We have to take a break, I think, in a few minutes, but we'll come back, and I guess I can tell you the rest of this debacle.
Yeah, we'll move on. Cook it, eat it. And I'm standing in for Ben Sargent today. I'm taking over. My name is Jamie. I'm a friend of Ben's. And our guest is none other than Ben Sargent, host of Catch It, Cook It, Eat It, explaining
it. We must really be hurting for guests these days.
We're just recycling people, staff members here.
We've pretty much hit up every seafood person in the city. There's nobody left.
Yeah, definitely. I'm way down on the totem pole, people. But
And next week, we'll have Jamie Potter.
Yeah. As a guest. So we were talking about Ben's underground lobster joint and some of the repercussions he's faced in the last
lobster layer.
Days.
The lobster layer.
Yeah. Going deeper underground. And the last where we left off was the visit by the FDNY. And then, you know, that sort of stirred the pot a little bit further. Mm-hmm. And then you had a few other visitors. Could you talk about that? Some news people, some other foodies. You had a lot of bloggers coming in. I've been lighting up the blogging community.
The bloggers, I have to say, were great. And my friend Liza DeGuia, she does Food Curated is her site. And what was great about all the bloggers and all of those people is that it goes to the right crowd. You know, when they come, it doesn't reach police personnel and it goes to people
the
who
right
care.
Channels.
The right channels, exactly. And so it was as soon as it kind of like branched out beyond the foodies, that's when I got in trouble.
One element of this, before we get to the newscasters, like there's something that I was always curious about. Like, do you have to screen people who come? I mean, you're worried about the FDNY. You know, you don't have a lot of people. There are tons of friends of friends and some familiar bloggers, you know, but like,
Facebook.
How do you know who's coming?
Facebook. Facebook, I never realized this going into it, but it is the best thing in the world because someone would watch Liza's video on the Chowder Place, Sorry, the lobster place. We did both. And she was my first line of defense. She was my screening process. Liza would say, Ben, you know, somebody wanted your telephone number or they wanted your Facebook or whatever. They seemed pretty cool. Like, you know, clearly a foodie.
Just clear it.
Yeah, no problem. So then they'd get my Facebook and then I could check, you know, click on their profile and it'd be like, oh, it's an artist in the neighborhood.
It's cool. You know, you see a history, you see some background
information. Or if we shared a friend in common, then I was like, okay, yeah, awesome.
It's all good.
But
there were inevitably some total strangers, though, who may have happened across a blog.
I took some chances.
Yeah.
But it was a funny experience because in the beginning, it was all young Asian women who were coming to the place. And I said, so it's like to and don't ask me why I've been trying to figure this out with all my female Asian food blogging friends. Why
not,
it is
not to stereotype?
No,
in any way,
no, but I can because it was 90% of the girls who
you had a sample of 30 people probably coming through.
Yeah, I'd say in the first 2 or 3 days, and they were 90% Asian women, and I thought it was pretty ballsy because they had heard about this place and they don't know who's going to, you know, receive them on the, you know, I open the door and they follow me down into this dark cave.
Yeah.
And I'm there
a creepy place.
Sharpening my knives and my, you know, lobster crackers. And so I was impressed.
It's kind of a dungeon.
It's a little bit of a dungeon. But there seems to be a very strong food blogging Asian female crowd in this city. That's all
so
I'm
those
saying.
Were the people with cred. And then there were a few people who felt that they needed to kind of... They needed to qualify somehow. They would write you these long Facebook messages saying, hey, you know, I grew up in, you know, you explained a couple of them to me.
So funny. Like they didn't think like they could just say, hey, Ben, can I get your number? I love lobster rolls.
Yeah.
They'd say, I grew up on, you know, the North Shore of Boston. my grandmother ran a sailing camp. I used to go to, you know, I love seagulls.
Like I paid my dues. Yeah,
paid my dues. I love New England. Like I know how to shuck an oyster. And I'm like, it's okay. I'm like, here's my telephone
number.
Just
come
number
by as long as you're cool.
By.
Like, yeah. And so, then moving on, you had some more sort of official media visitors come by.
Well, the next bad flash of media that came was a girl looking to do a story, and she's like, I heard the city shut you down. And at that point, the city actually hadn't shut me down because they had asked me to dispose of my propane tanks because I use those for boiling lobster because these crappy stoves in New York just don't give you enough
power. They just
power.
Don't cut it.
not when you're doing multiple lobsters. When you're doing two, it's fine, or three.
Nine.
Yeah, when you're doing many, many lobsters.
Yeah.
And she came and she couldn't find me and I didn't answer the door right away. And so she just started asking the neighbors, hey, excuse me, do you know where Ben is with the underground lobster place? He sells $14 lobster rolls and has propane.
Not making waves in any way in your neighborhood.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, what? I came up. I'm like, look, I'm in a really bad mood. The fire department was here. I felt like I had a good thing going and now it's pretty much over and you're not helping.
Yeah, I would say I would personally, in my opinion, sort of chalk that up to bad timing because I don't know how else these newscasters can
find
their
stuff. I told
her that. You know, they got to dig somehow.
No, I told her that. I said,
but
come
still,
back.
It was really bad timing.
I said, look, I'm usually like in a pretty good mood and like I'm sure, you know, we can figure out a way to do a little story here, but you have caught me at a horrible time right now. And I'm super on edge. And I did say, I was like talking to my neighbors and my landlord is not helping out the matter. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought your landlord knew about this. Well, he knew he was getting free lobster. He didn't know why.
So he sort of knew. He knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And so then you had another newscaster visit.
I thought she was sort of disrespectful. Yeah. The second one was Channel 12. Mm-hmm. He actually ended up doing a great story, but he came with his huge TV camera and his, you know,
another
in the
guy.
Field broadcast guy, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And they walked right in.
Yeah.
They came in with lights blaring.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unreal. They like charged
when I was there,
the lobster
I ducked
pound.
Out of the way. I went out for a sandwich. I was like, I'm out. I'm not sticking around for this.
But I will say, in retrospect, his story was awesome because he didn't show my address. He blocked out the streets. They used like the little criminal fuzz.
Yeah,
you
the
know.
Girls Gone Wild. I mean,
that one. Yeah. Multiple uses
the
for
fuzzy,
that effect.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, and his story was actually very, very cool and helpful to me.
And tasteful, and yeah.
Very tasteful.
And so how did it feel? I mean, you've had restaurants in Williamsburg, and you know, you seem to have this kind of love affair with this kind of charming balance that you had between having like a business that's sort of commercial and also the like a labor of love, and that is secret, and that there's this kind of allure. I mean, you've gotten a lot of publicity in a very short amount of time, which may lend itself to this sort of like speakeasy nature of of how the lobster roll, like lobster underground lobster joint has worked so far. Unfortunately, it's kind of elusive, but you know, how has it felt? I mean, how what differentiates it from a normal lobster business or like a cart or something?
Well, I think that when I started, it just felt great to get back into it again, because it's been a long time since I've been, you know, really working in operating a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So it felt nice to, and also I think I've done a lot of things wrong. And I've learned some lessons about, you know, how not to try and appeal to everybody in New York and just stick to like the few menu items that you're good at.
Mm-hmm.
And this was perfect for that. I suddenly felt like, oh my God, like all I need to do in this town is make my lobster roll and you know, do it right.
And they will come.
And they will come.
They would come and would just gobble them up. People would just rave about these things when they came by.
But the other thing is like a lobster bisque is a natural thing to do if you're making lobster rolls, because you actually use the bodies of the lobsters in the bisque. So you have these leftover bodies because you've cracked the claws off.
It's kind of like a stew. Tail.
Yeah. And it feels great because you're like suddenly you're this very efficient assembly line. Because you have these bodies and you literally send them through the food processor.
And you're not wasting anything.
You don't waste anything. So it was these two items. Everything was used. Everything tasted good for the first time in my life. because, you know, somebody comes in to a restaurant and they're like, where are your vegetarian items? And you're like, well, honestly, I don't know how to cook good vegetarian stuff. Yeah. And then you're making shit you don't know
you
how
stick to what
do
you
well.
Know and then it all works out. I mean it's amazing. I've tried them and they go down really easily, and I'm still a little bit shocked by the price of a lobster roll, you know.
Lobster's
because I take for granted expensive. Like how much lobster meat goes into it.
It's, and yeah, somebody did say they're like, you kind of are the lobster pusher man, and it's because first of all I'm dealing in a very high priced
commodity. Yeah, it's a product. That's,
and the other thing is you really
especially
have
Maine
to
lobster.
Maine lobster, you know, there's import export. There's quite a bit of you know, it's not an easy product. It's a perishable product.
It's
so
alive. It will bite.
Right.
It will, you know, break your finger if you mishandle it.
It's not like it's smuggled in or anything, but still, it's like handled carefully in the process.
And you keep. I mean, you must have an inventory of lobsters. Like while it was operating, you had to keep a certain amount of lobsters. I remember one trip you took to Red Hook. You came back with a lot of
lobsters. A lot of lobsters, and I did find in emergency situations the scooter was the best mode of transportation.
The most efficient.
So you'd have
lobster mule.
Yeah, you'd have, you know, 30 pounds of lobsters strapped to your scooter, which is a funny sight. But I think, no, just going back to the whole restaurant thing, it felt good. It felt right. And it was like a very, just like sort of an easy, simple meal that worked.
And it was intimate as well.
And like it was very intimate.
Yeah. Like diners were, or, you know, visitors were kind of forced to interact.
It was amazing. It was always really awkward when they first got there because they didn't know what to expect. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to, you know, get your lobster roll ready and you can have a seat at that, on that, it looks like a psychiatrist's
my bed
chair.
Pulls up into a couch. Exactly. I didn't sleep on that. But.
And we can talk about, you know, your relationship with your mother while I get this lobster roll ready. So there was that. And I missed that because I started with a tiny place on North 7th Street in Williamsburg. And that's what it was
Hurricane
like.
Hopeful.
Yeah. It was scary to walk in there. And there was a certain kind of person that came. And I used to love that I would meet, you know, two people at a time.
Strike up a conversation. Yeah. And it's very,
it wasn't like
lends itself to like sort of intimacy and people talking. And
yeah. So that was great. And I sort of felt like I had returned to that in a really, really good way. So, but you know, now we're in a whole different boat because, while I kind of skirted the issue of zoning was a big deal because the police department, the
Yeah, what was the big problem? I mean, let's call it an art installation, right. But there were some issues that came up. The FDNY wanted you to change some things.
Right.
And then,
but then really what it becomes is an issue of zoning. And I was like, I'm screwed because now not only am I going to get shut down, but I'm going to get kicked out of my place because I have one of these downstairs basement apartments.
And there's
another basement
apartment, and you thought it was zoned for fewer apartments?
Well, I thought it was zoned for fewer apartments, and I don't pay utilities because my landlord pays utilities. So I figured it was an illegal apartment all this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a lease. Turns out the place is the only on the street that's zoned for four families. And it has to do with the natural light.
So you just happen to have a really great, Frank just happens to be a really generous landlord.
That's... Yeah, no, seriously. I mean, I got lucky there because they, you know, could have busted him and then mm-hmm. he would have thrown me out. But in that sense, I wasn't breaking any laws because that building it has wraparound windows. So I was actually able to, you know,
exit if there's a fire. It's not a trap. And
yeah, there's a door going out to the yard, so it's legit in that sense. Where I really had a problem was when the too many people started coming, and mm-hmm. Frank, my landlord, said to me, he's like, look, he's like, I don't have insurance for this kind of a thing. If somebody falls going down to into your lobster cave, you know, you're
as great as it is, you can't put that on somebody else.
Exactly,
whose fault it really isn't.
Right. So the short-term solution right now has been, because lobster rolls get soggy, and they don't deliver well.
How long do they last after, you know, it's fresh? The rolls come off
honestly,
the grill.
Honestly, 5 minutes. That's it. It's got to be hot, and the lobster's cold.
You want hot on the outside, cold on the inside.
So what I've been doing now is I'm still getting text messages. I really do feel like a lobster pusher. I'll get a text.
You know, get a beeper, man.
Yeah, they give me their address. They give me the time they want me there, and I show up either on my scooter, which has a grill on the back, or in my truck.
Your scooter has a grill.
Yeah. So, and I can, the whole idea
which
is
a fire hazard of any kind, right?
No, I know, but the thing is, it's going to be a lot harder to trace me when I'm on the move.
Moving target.
Oh, yeah. So now I've solved the problem to some degree, which is the soggy roll. So now if you order, you're getting delivery, but I make the roll right there outside of your apartment. So I pull up, I light up my stoves.
So it's this art installation has gone mobile.
It had to.
And now it comes to your door.
Now it comes to your door.
So you can still kind of participate in this.
Correct.
In this installation. That's great.
Yeah.
And are there any other projects you have going on? I mean, is this kind of like...
No, man. This is taking up.
That's all you got right now. It's busy, though. I thought it was just kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, I'll do some lobster rolls out of my apartment. But it's an operation.
Like anything, that's how it started.
And it's all you, too, which makes it much more time consuming.
Harder and easier. Harder in the sense that you have to do all the work. Easier in the sense you're not managing anyone but yourself.
You don't have to manage other people. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And Any you know, crazy interactions you've had with people? Any close calls? Have you been like running out the
A guy last night was taking photographs of me as I was preparing his roll by the side of his house there on on Roebling. And
so you did take it on the road.
Yeah, I did.
Night.
I took it on the road. I took it on the road. I was like, I will get you guys lobster one way or another. But a cop kind of cruised by because mm-hmm. he was handing me money on the corner. I'm like, wait till we undo the tin foil and he sees that the new drug on the street is lobster.
You need to watch a few episodes of The Wire, man.
Anyways,
all right, that's it. You heard it here from the source, the lobster roll man.
Thanks,
underground
Jamie.
Lobster
thanks,
man.
Thanks for taking over. That
Ben
was great,
Sergeant. Thanks for listening, guys.
All right. Police coming straight from the